except for the snapshot.
Snapshot Wednesday, all brought to you by Tony's Fairway Auto Sales in Hancock. And earlier this morning, we highlighted another beauty, a 2024 Honda Passport. This is the black edition. It's a radiant red metallic with a black interior. It only has 14,000 miles, and it's a 2024. Once again, he did it. I don't know how he does it. I noticed it yesterday when I was visiting Tony. And it actually stands right out there in the lot. You can say, what is this?
And you asked him, how do you find these vehicles? What is your secret?
And he said, I'd have to kill you. So, yeah, get all the details at tonysfairwayauto.com. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning. I was hoping you would be talking about that because you guys know I check out his website very often, his inventory tab. That is a wicked sharp. I love the color. A Honda Passport is like a perfect main vehicle, not too huge, not too small, perfect for a family, but still kind of jazzy, you know?
Yeah, it's got a V6, so it's got some kick to it as well.
It's a beautiful vehicle.
Great color. That's a head turner right there. You drive that around, everybody's going to look.
Yeah, who's that?
Who's got that Passport?
Yeah. So visit tonysfairwayauto.com. All right, the bar has been raised as high as it can go. Mike Dowell got a grand slam, so you've got a big job this morning, Steve.
When does Mike not get a grand slam?
I know, huh? So I said, if Steve can grand slam, if we can pull out a double grand slam, I'll buy Mike his favorite large black coffee.
And okay. I need it today. I need it. Thank you.
So I just had a thought.
Okay.
Just had a thought. Remember that Seinfeld episode where George Costanza gives himself a nickname?
Yeah,
I can't remember what the nickname was.
Nickname? I forgot about that. I know there was one episode he referred to himself as a third person. George is getting angry!
I think I have a new nickname for Mike Dow.
Oh, what is it?
I'm not going to call him Mike anymore. I'm going to call him Grand Slam.
Grand Slam.
I did that earlier. I said, here's Grand Slam Dow.
Yeah.
There you go.
Was that the episode you're talking about on Seinfeld where George's boss called him Coco?
Something like that.
Does that sound familiar to you, Paul?
Yeah.
We'll have to look it up. Isn't that weird that you and I are both kind of having a memory lapse of usually we were always quoting everything from every episode?
I will find it while Steve gives us the forecast.
Well, first of all, let's get right into Snapshot Wednesday. Are you ready?
Bring it on, baby.
Snapshot number one.
Oh, it's my favorite Prince song. Yes.
Ah, there you go. Moving on to Snapshot number two.
Oh, that sounds like the beginning of Got to Get You Into My Life by either Paul McCartney or the Beatles. But it also sounds like the Love Shack people. Let me hear it again.
Okay.
Wow, that is so close between the two. I think the pendulum is swinging in the other direction. I think that's that B-52 song, maybe?
Oh, I'm glad you said that. Remember, the rules are name the band or artist or the title. You don't have to name both. It is the B-52s. Song was Rome.
Can I get some clarification from Mr. Grand Slam? Does that sound like the beginning of Got to Get You In My Life by the Beatles?
Oh.
Maybe.
I think he's looking for that.
Oh, he's doing homework.
He's doing homework.
I'm so sorry. What did I do?
He was thinking that it sounded almost like Got to Get You Into My Life, the beginning, and he wanted to get your confirmation on that.
I have to say no, it doesn't.
Okay.
Okay.
Sorry.
I object. I want you to listen to that. The beginning of the Beatles song, Got to Get You Into My Life.
No.
See if it sounds like the B-52 song.
The music maestro has spoken.
I have so many jobs here. I'll bring both of those up. All right.
All right. Snapshot number three.
Oh, me with the bell bottoms swaying along to the Bee Gees.
Very nice. How deep is your love? All right, we're just one song away from a grand slam. Are you ready, Steve?
I'm ready.
Here comes this morning's bonus.
Whew, the first thing I'm thinking about is Cyndi Lauper, Girls Just Want to Have Fun. But I'm not convinced. Let me hear it again.
All right.
Now another song is coming to mind. But just like the first one, Michael Jackson later on in his career, black and white. So is it Cyndi Lauper or Michael Jackson? Let me hear it one more time.
Sure.
Now I'm thinking Michael Jackson, maybe.
Michael Jackson. And you are so right. Well, you scare me there for a minute. It's Cyndi Lauper.
Wow.
All right. So
do you want to do a quick comparison? Got to get you into my life and Rome.
Well, why not?
All right, here we go.
Yes, please.
Beatles first. All right. And now we're going to jump right into the B-52s. Here is Rome.
You know, the first, maybe half of that second, I can see the similarities a little bit.
Okay.
A little bit.
All
right. Well, anyway, who cares?
Grand slam.
Mike Dell has his large black coffee coming to him.
Yes.
All right. And yeah, I love a double grand slam.
Thank you, Steve.
All right. A big thank you to Tony's Fairway Auto Sales in Hancock for bringing us the ever-exciting Snapshot Wednesday, especially when we have a double grand slam.